Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tech Talk is underway on a Saturday and the first show of the new year here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Steve Thompson, Doug Swindhart, and if you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program or text the program on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line 651-461-9226. If you call in, you'll visit with Jonathan Lowe, our producer. If you text, that'll come right into the studio. And Doug, Happy New Year to you and yours.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve, and I think it's starting out good, and I hope it just continues.
Yeah, we had a lot of snow this week. Everybody's got cleaned up. I am impressed. This has nothing to do with computers, hardware, software, any of that. I am really impressed, though, in these parts, how quickly people get cleaned up from these storms. I'm just amazed by the hard work people do to dig out the fire hydrants in their neighborhood and clear around the mailboxes, et cetera. It's extraordinary.
I just mentioned that to yesterday to Nancy. I said, somebody should mention what a great job the city and the state has done here. Early in the morning, I live real close to 494 and 52 interchange, and it gets real busy down there in the morning. But I looking out my window at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and traffic was at 4 or 5 miles an hour. By 8 o'clock, it was all clear. I just couldn't believe it. Both sides of the road, north, south, even the back roads. Yeah, they did a tremendous job.
Yeah, city, state crews, et cetera. And then just individuals cleaning up their property and so on and so forth. And the neighbor who has a fire hydrant does a really good job. And that is important. Don't forget about the fire hydrants. And then if we get a warm spell, you're going to want to make sure that you take time to clean out the storm drains, etc. A lot of those are still buried. Yeah. Anyway, let's get to the topic of the day, and that's folks' computers. And we should point out that we get some texts early, and that's fine. But we invite you, if you're thinking about it, call the program now or text the program now, because we always run out of time here on News Talk 830-WCCO. The hour goes very quickly indeed. And here's some folks who got in early. What percentage of free space should you have on your hard drive for a computer to run efficiently? And that's a good one.
It really is. It kind of depends on how your computer is configured. But generally speaking, if you've got a terabyte, if you've got 100 gigs, you're fine. In fact, 50, 60 gigs is probably just fine. But once you start pushing that max, if it doesn't have room to stretch out for virtual memory, if it runs out of RAM, then I'll go use a hard drive. It's very, very painful. But today, hard drives are not that expensive, and just upgrade if you need to. But bigger than that, if you configure your Windows properly, you're not going to need a whole lot of paging space if you've got plenty of memory and you got your operating system is updated. So it's a tough call to come up with one single number. Really depends on your overall system. But I would like to see people bare minimum of 2-3 gigabytes anyway, just to make sure. Anything below that, you're probably gambling, just in case something needs to be copied that's large. Empty your trash bin, and it's easy to keep track of that. Get rid of your temp files. Probably got a lot more space than you realize. Great, great text. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and Doug, you will get a warning if you're running out of space as well. And when you get that warning, that's a big deal. And
it is.
There are generally utilities that you can run that'll clean that up. We've talked about it a lot on the program. Mm-hmm. I would assume Pervasor is something that you could use to keep your computer clean and not get into that hot water.
Oh, absolutely. And if you happen to have your drive to the point where you couldn't even install Pervasor, you would want to open up a terminal window and open it up with an advanced privilege administrator, and just type in Clean Manager, kinda, CLEANMGR, and that will actually pull up a built-in utility into Windows where you can get rid of your temp files and get rid of some of your old install files. It'll make a lot of space. It's not going to be as provisioned as Pervasor. It's not going to touch any shell bags or do any of the caching, stuff like that, or browsers. But at least you can create enough space so then you could download Pervasor and rock and roll. That's a good point when you brought up Pervasor, Steve. Good point.
Yeah, and we'll spell it out for folks. Pervasor.
Perfect.
Tell us a little bit more about this tool. You've recommended it now for quite a while. This is the real deal. This is good stuff, and it's free.
Yeah, it's if you like the project, please feel free to donate. Keep the project going. The man that created it has worked hard to get to where he is, but it's a lovely package. In fact, I'm running it on his machine next to me right now, getting ready to deliver it today or tomorrow. It's so thorough, and I have not had one issue with this thing, not one. It's just rock solid stable. It cleans out all your temp files, cleans your caching for your browsers, and you can set it up beforehand to say, "Why, well, I don't want you to change any icons on my desktop, and you know, I want to leave this alone, that alone." And read what you need to read. Jump on Google and do some searches if you don't understand some of the questions. I set it up pretty lean, and I just love this package. I can't say enough about it. In fact, here we are, January. I should probably send him another $100 or so, because I put it on every computer that comes through my house. And I want to make sure he keeps on rolling forward. Yeah, I love this program. I am just as high on this, maybe even more so, than I was for CCleaner for almost 20 years. Yeah, but this is such an advanced program. You just can't beat it.
Doug Swindahart is joining us. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, he's the man. And we invite you to get a hold of us on the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Chrome browser, problems with the Samsung phone. I would assume that's an Android phone. Some questions about home internet, and how do you run multiple drives on your hard drive, or in other words, partition your hard drive. We'll get into all of that with Doug here on News Talk, E3OWCCO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is 2:19 here on a Saturday at News Talk 830-WCCO. Steve Thompson along with Doug Swindahart. And if you have a question about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, the City's One Plumbing Talk and text line is your way. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Let's start with one. This will certainly be a matter of an opinion, but from our text line, I have a Samsung phone. It's an Android. I was told I should get a Samsung smartwatch to go with it if I'm looking for a smartwatch. What do you think about that, about pairing that equipment? I have an opinion on this as well. It seems to me if you have an Apple phone, you'd want to get an Apple Watch. I just think there's some synergy between the devices.
No doubt.
You could probably make another one work, but I'm wondering what you think, Doug.
Oh, I think exactly the same thing. You know, keep it simple. And no matter what, these companies want you to stay with their brand. If you've made a decision for an Apple or a Mac and you want to buy a smartwatch, and I'll tell you, those are some nice... Nancy's got an Apple smartwatch.
Yep.
Love that thing. I think they're a superior product just between you and I. If you have an Android, plenty of equipment out there. And in fact, the Google smartwatch lately, it's good looking. And I mean, it really does go well. But I would suggest you stay with that same brand. If you're going to be Android, you stick with Android. You're going to be Apple Mac, stay with Apple Mac. It's just good common sense.
Yeah, my wife has an Apple smartwatch as well. She's had an iPhone. Loves it. Absolutely loves it.
Yep.
My problem is I've never been able to wear rings or watches or anything on my wrist and hands. For whatever reason, one of my idiosyncrasies, just never been able to get used to it. So while I've been given watches over the years, when I got married, got a ring, just couldn't deal with having anything on my wrists or hands. So
I have the
no
same
rings,
problem.
No watches. I don't like it.
I have the same problem. You know, you're inside it. Oh, inside computers, and you're catching them on stuff, and they just get in the way. I'd like to have one that went above your elbow.
Yeah.
Then you'd have something.
Yeah, I've just tried, and it just doesn't work out for me. It becomes a major distraction.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. So there you go. I think trying to pair equipment, and then ultimately, that would be true, I would think, with, you know, maybe a tablet. And mixing operating systems, and this is really a good point. If you're have a tablet, you may want to stick with an Android tablet versus mixing Mac and different types. It can be done, but it creates complications.
If you get to that point where you've got multiples in the house, I've got three separate internal networks in my place. I keep Apple separate from Windows. I keep Windows separate from Linux and Apple devices. It just runs a lot better. I couldn't agree more. And it's today, with the modems and the routers that we have, you can set up separate little subnets. And once you catch on to IP scheming, it's pretty simple. It's much easier to do that than try to fight network collisions or what I like to call corporate wars. I don't know if that's exactly what it is, but it seems like it. Seems like each one wants to take priority over the network, and, well, just give it to them. Just create another subnet. I agree with that. I think that it's good to just keep them segregated. You're much, much better off.
Let's go to the phones here on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. Tom in Lakeville, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. It's a great show.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I just purchased a new Acer Chromebook because you're always talking about how the Chromebook is so good, and mm-hmm. but I'm having a problem whenever I go to a page on Google. Let's say I want to go to my banking or Chase or something, and I go to type in like my user password and stuff. It'll take me to a whole different screen. And it won't have anything to do with Chase. But, I mean, it happens all the time.
There's something been added to your browser. I think there's an extension that's been added to your browser. That's dangerously close to malware. I also would suggest that with this Chromebook, you can open up your Google Chrome browser and download the Brave browser. It'll go right in there and run that. That's got some built-in features that I think would help you. What you got going on here, every time you log on to something secure, it's shooting you out to another page trying to get you to do something there's something wrong here. Feel free to give me a call sometime next week, and we'll take a quick peek and see if we can't get to the root of this. In the meantime, if you go under your settings and go underneath extensions, add-ons, see if something has been added to the background without your knowledge. It's rare, but it does happen. But that's not proper. I would not expect to hear that from a Chromebook owner. That's very rare. I'd be looking into that. Now, when you got your Chromebook, if you had applications on an Android phone, sometimes they will sync, kind of like a Mac syncs with the phone and iPad and desktop and so on. And very possible that particular app came in from something you downloaded a long time ago. But I would be looking at the extensions on that browser. Something is off. That should not do that, especially when you said multiple places. When you're into financials, that's got to be secure. Thank you for the call, and feel free to give me a call if you can't get this solved.
And we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program, and that is a good point, because we talk a lot about Chromebooks and the value of Chromebooks and simplicity of use, but it still doesn't take away the idea that you should still have multiple browsers. There's obviously Chrome, but as you pointed out, the Brave browser, there are others. Is Firefox available? Can you get all that on your Chromebook?
Absolutely. If you've got the disk space, and that's the only thing with some Chromebooks, if they've got too minimal of disk space, then you can't download it and run it. But if you've got 32 gigabytes, you should easily be able to get three or four browsers on, because they're pretty low maintenance. But that's absolutely. Every computer should have multiple browsers, minimum three. I prefer to see four or five. It just makes sense.
Yeah, and this gets back to that point. If you're having trouble in one browser, the ability to try that same function in another browser will many times solve the problem. If you're getting something wonky going on and you're not exactly sure why it's working, or if you can't see something, or if, you know, sometimes I run into it when you have those forms that you can fill out online. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't work in one browser. You switch browsers, and they work just fine. Let's go to another call here before the weather break at 2:30 and bring in David in St. Cloud. David, you're on Tech Talk. Hello.
Hi, good morning. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking the call. A couple of days ago, I was working on Windows on a laptop and in the internet, and I had a pop-up that came up, and I do have a pop-up blocker software installed, but it looked like it was from Windows Defender. Made it look like that, and it just had this loud recording going over and over to don't turn anything off, to call this number, 866 number, and you'd be calling Windows to resolve this problem. And I should have known better, but I did call the number. Fortunately, I did not have money taken out of my checking account, but could have easily, because what they want to do is to link into your PC and get you to go to check to these other places. And
you bet.
I hopefully have my laptop scrubbed, but I just want other people to be watching out for that, because it could have been very costly.
Well, and feel free to call me next week. I want to take a look at that at no charge. I kind of have a passion to, if we cut off these people's money, we put them out of business. And this is, and they're slick. You know, people, I should have known better. And they're ashamed. You shouldn't. These people are absolute professionals at extracting dollars. They know what they're doing. Trust me, they're bad, bad folks. So, yeah, I'd like to take a look at your computer just to take a peek. And like I say, no charge. I want to make sure that you're clean and good to go, and we'll rock and roll from there. Thank you so much for the call. People kind of get in a lull, and they kind of forget about this stuff, but it's absolutely real. And they're getting more and more sophisticated at how they're gaining access to information with our accounts that they should not have. These folks are good. Trust me. They're there to make a living, and they know what they're doing, and they obviously don't have much of a conscience. So it's thank you so much for the call. This is the type of thing that we need to keep going too, Steve.
Tech Talk here at News Talk 830-WCCO. Friendly reminder, Doug, and we still hear about the various scams, etc. If they call you at home, hang up the phone. They are not going to do that. Dell or Apple or...
Never.
HP or Microsoft, they're not going to call you at home.
I have actually had customers that had the same thing that this guy said, and the first thing I tell them to do, shut down your computer. Close up that browser and shut it off. If they're telling you not to, that's the thing to do. It really is. It's kind of counterintuitive, but that's... And generally speaking, when they start it up, that browser, as soon as they open up the browser, there it is again. That's if they had a secondary browser, they could open that up and rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's something added to the browsers. And you don't see too much of that anymore, but it still happens.
Yeah. Avoid that at all costs. It's always better. They just are not going to call. You get a phone call, that is a dead giveaway that is bad news. Those companies just do not have the staff. They do not reach out to people via phone and call that way.
And I was reading about scams last week, too, and there's some new ones for baby boomers. They're calling up pretending to be FBI agents that are tracking down people who are supposedly filtering money out of people's Social Security accounts. And people are buying it, and don't buy it. You know, the Social Security office is not going to call you. FBI is not going to call you. This is just disgusting. I have read about one guy who lost $20,000 in a day. Fortunately, he got almost all of it back, and they did apprehend the people. Thank God.
Yeah.
But this is, watch your phone. Be aware, it's rare that anybody will ever call you, and make them prove who they are.
Yeah, or get a phone number and return call.
Ask where their office is. Get their address.
Absolutely.
I need to talk to your supervisor.
Yeah. 2:31. Quick break. We'll have an update on the weather. We'll come back with more Tech Talk, and you can get involved, of course, on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is the number here on News Talk. E3O WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joining us here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. We talked a little bit about scams before the break. We've got Stephen Savage joining us. Steve, you have word of another scam. What do you got?
Yeah, you guys have a great show going today. I mean, every team is pretty darn good. Thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been getting emails from someone or whatever. It's all about Google Forms. And it says I have an account that's linked to Bitcoin mining.
Oh, boy.
I've only got a few days to claim this $24,000 or more before it goes away. Well, I never touched it or anything, but kind of laughed at it. And I'm just wondering if that's something you've heard of before or not.
This is a first, but there's lots of stuff that we find out after it's been up for 6, 8, 10 weeks sometimes. I think maybe you might want to just copy that email and send it to Google support. They're probably aware of it, but the more people they hear from, the better. The big thing is these larger companies have the resources to chase these people. And I think there's a lot more of that going on. And I think there's a lot more people getting caught at doing bad things. I wish that would publicize it a little bit more. But it's a fact of life that, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. You reacted properly, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. And here's one from our text line. And by the way, you can be a part of the program, 651-461-9226, the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. That's good for all our shows here on CCO 7 days a week. And it gets back to the scam phone calls. If someone calls and claims they are from someone, before you give them any information, whether they say they're from the government or Apple or HP or Dell or Samsung or some sort of other manufacturer, don't take the bait. Get a number and say, "Can I call you back? I'm in the middle of something." Delay. Just don't go down that rabbit hole and start giving them a lot of information. I think that's great advice. I've been with, for instance, Wells Fargo for a long time, and you could bank somewhere else, but I've been at Wells Fargo for another. I don't remember Wells Fargo ever calling me out of the blue. And if they did, I certainly wouldn't give them my account information.
Nope.
If they happened to call me. Call back. Call the number on the back of your debit card, credit card company. Hang up. Call the number on the back of your credit card. You know, if someone's calling you, be leery of that.
Oh, you couldn't say it enough. That's and what a come on. Well, I need to verify who you are. So, what's your bank account number?
Yeah.
What? You don't know my bank account number?
Yeah.
I don't think so. This is how they extract information. They're very smooth. Very smooth.
Yeah, so once again, just keep your guard up on matters like that. If someone is reaching out to you, that should be alarm bell number one. Now, if it's a family member or someone like that, that's fine. But someone out of the blue, be very concerned about that. Just my advice.
Oh, no doubt.
Here's a good one on Wi-Fi, and this is from our text line. If a person has kind of a dead zone in their home as far as internet or Wi-Fi reception goes, what do you recommend to fix that or help out?
Well, you know, the least expensive way would be an extender. We've done a lot of discussion on that, Steve, you and I, over the years. And, of course, the mesh networking, which it works. It's very well. It's very nice. A little bit more complex to set up, and it's a little bit more expensive. But you could pick up an extender today, depending upon your network. Make sure you've got 5G and 2.4 gigahertz both, and that it will modulate between different devices. But you can pick them up for $20, $30 and get a really good one. You plug it into the wall, train it up, close to your modem router, and you can move it any place that you want to. It's going to extend it. Usually, that's all you're going to need. And dead zones in houses are not uncommon. Wi-Fi cannot always get through past the furnaces and past the utilities, and they don't go through refrigerators or microwave ovens very well, but that's a pretty common thing. And once you get it all set up, it'll run just fine. I really like the extenders. Belkin, TP-Link, there's a number of them. Pick one up on Amazon. If it doesn't work, you can send it back free of charge, but it's going to work. It really is going to work.
2:43, 17 minutes now in front of 3 o'clock. Here at News Talk, E3O WCCO, all the news, all the weather coming up at 3 o'clock. Mike Hansen will join us from the Department of Public Safety. Traffic Safety, and we'll talk about rules of the road, etc., with Mike after 3 o'clock today. Back to our City's One Plumbing Talk and text line. This is a good one. Do home internet providers throttle speeds occasionally? Is it possible for them to back you off if you notice things running slower than usual?
I don't think they actually have like a throttle per se, but I think that sometimes an internet service provider becomes over inundated and everybody slows down. That's kind of a fact of life. In addition to that, when we're on the internet, it isn't just the internet service provider that is modulating your speed. Depending upon what website you're going, what kind of equipment they have, and it may go through 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 different tunnels and jumps. And we don't always know where they are without running a trace route. But generally speaking, they want you to be as fast as possible because it frees up resources on their side. So they're not really throttling anymore. That was a dial-up thing many, many years ago, when they just didn't have the bandwidth, and, well, got to keep getting subscribers, and once we get grown to that point, we'll be able to pay more for bandwidth. But no, I don't think that's really an issue with providers today. It really isn't. It's more of an issue of making certain that the entire population realizes we're one big happy network, and we all have to take responsibility and make sure that we're not over-inundating it when we can be doing things differently.
Yeah. Sending a lot of large attachments unnecessarily, etc., is one. And I can think of a great example when I want to send a photo that I took.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joining us here on News Talk 830-WCCO. We talked a little bit about scams before the break. We've got Stephen Savage joining us. Steve, you have word of another scam. What do you got?
Yeah, you guys have a great show going today. I mean, everything is pretty darn good. Thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been getting emails from someone or whatever. It's all about Google Forms. And it says I have an account that's linked to Bitcoin mining.
Oh, boy.
I've only got a few days to claim this $24,000 or more before it goes away. Well, I never touched it or anything, but
kind of laughed at it, and I'm just wondering if that's something you've heard of before or not. Or
this is a first. This is a first, but there's lots of stuff that we find out after it's been up for 6, 8, 10 weeks sometimes. I think maybe you might want to just copy that email and send it to Google support. They're probably aware of it, but the more people they hear from, the better. The big thing is these larger companies have the resources to chase these people. And I think there's a lot more of that going on. And I think there's a lot more people getting caught at doing bad things. I wish that would publicize it a little bit more. But it's a fact of life that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. You reacted properly, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. And here's one from our text line. And by the way, you can be a part of the program, 651-461-9226, the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. That's good for all our shows here on CCO 7 days a week. And it gets back to the scam phone calls. If someone calls and claims they are from someone, before you give them any information, whether they say they're from the government or Apple or HP or Dell or Samsung or some sort of other manufacturer, don't take the bait. Get a number and say, can I call you back? I'm in the middle of something. Delay. Just don't go down that rabbit hole and start giving them a lot of information. I think that's great advice. I've been with, for instance, Wells Fargo for a long time, and you could bank somewhere else, but I've been at Wells Fargo for another. I don't remember Wells Fargo ever calling me out of the blue. And if they did, I certainly wouldn't give them my account information. Nope. If they happened to call me. Call back. Call the number on the back of your debit card, credit card company. Hang up. Call the number on the back of your credit card. You know, if someone's calling you, be leery of that.
Oh, you couldn't say it enough. That's and what a come on. Well, I need to verify who you are. So what's your bank account number? Yeah. What? You don't know my bank account number?
Yeah.
I don't think so. This is how they extract information. They're very smooth, very smooth.
Yeah, so once again, just keep your guard up on matters like that. If someone is reaching out to you, that should be alarm bell number one. Now, if it's a family member or someone like that, that's fine. But someone out of the blue, be very concerned about that. Just my advice.
Oh, no doubt.
Here's a good one on Wi-Fi, and this is from our text line. If a person has kind of a dead zone in their home as far as internet or Wi-Fi reception goes, what do you recommend to fix that or help out?
Well, you know, the least expensive way would be an extender. We've done a lot of discussion on that, Steve, you and I, over the years. And, of course, the mesh networking, which it works. It's very well. It's very nice. A little bit more complex to set up, and it's a little bit more expensive. But you could pick up an extender today, depending upon your network. Make sure you've got 5G and 2.4 gigahertz both, and that it will modulate between different devices. But you can pick them up for $20, $30 and get a really good one. You plug it into the wall, train it up close to your modem router, and you can move it any place that you want to. It's going to extend it. Usually, that's all you're going to need. And dead zones in houses are not uncommon. Wi-Fi cannot always get through past the furnaces and past the utilities, and they don't go through refrigerators or microwave ovens very well, but that's a pretty common thing. And once you get it all set up, it'll run just fine. I really like the extenders. Belkin, TP-Link, there's a number of them. Pick one up on Amazon. If it doesn't work, you can send it back free of charge, but it's going to work. It really is going to work.
2:43, 17 minutes now in front of 3 o'clock. Here at News Talk, E3OWCCO, all the news, all the weather coming up at 3 o'clock. Mike Hansen will join us from the Department of Public Safety, Traffic Safety, and we'll talk about rules of the road, etc., with Mike after 3 o'clock today. Back to our City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line. And this is a good one. Do home internet providers throttle speeds occasionally. Is it possible for them to back you off if you notice things running slower than usual?
I don't think they actually have like a throttle per se, but I think that sometimes an internet service provider becomes over inundated and everybody slows down. That's kind of a fact of life. In addition to that, when we're on the internet, it isn't just the internet service provider that is modulating your speed. Depending upon what website you're going, what kind of equipment they have, and it may go through 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 different tunnels and jumps. And we don't always know where they are without running a trace route. But it, generally speaking, they want you to be as fast as possible because it frees up resources on their side. So they're not really throttling anymore. That was a dial-up thing many, many years ago when they just didn't have the bandwidth and, well, got to keep getting subscribers. And once we get grown to that point, we'll be able to pay more for bandwidth. But no, I don't think that's really an issue with providers today. It really isn't. It's more of an issue of making certain that the entire population realizes we're one big happy network and we all have to take responsibility and make sure that we're not over inundating it when we can be doing things differently.
Sending a lot of large attachments unnecessarily, etc. is one. And I can think of a great example. When I want to send a photo that I took on my phone and maybe email it, it will ask, what size do you want to send that photo? You know, small, medium, large, or, you know, the actual size of the photo, which sometimes can be ridiculously large. Is a good example.
Best example.
You know, not sending too much stuff over the internet or unnecessarily, and photos or videos are huge.
Yeah, and the thing we had a Christmas party. I took 25 pictures, and I'm going to send it to 27 different relatives. Well, the better way to do that, and this is where Gmail really comes in handy, and Apple has the same thing. You can actually save your photos up under Google Photos and just right-click on that particular folder, if you will, and say Share. And it will allow you to either put in the people's email addresses, or it will give you a link. So when you send them an email, then they go and they look at the link like a web page. It's much, much, much less resource heavy than trying to send out all those pictures to all those people all at once. Yeah. There's little tricks like that that have come along through the years that we, to be good netizens, we need to learn and utilize.
Here's an excellent one from the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line on the program today, and then we got to take a break. How do you run multiple drives on your hard drive? And I think what they're getting into, how do you take that hard drive and partition it?
This is really a good idea in some cases. If you're aware of partitioning hard drives, you're also aware of how dangerous that process could be. There are many, many software packages that will allow you to change the size of your partitions, create new partitions on the fly without disturbing your data. And if you're going to do that and you're not really, really, really advanced, I'd say you're going to want to spend $30, $40, $50 and buy one of those packages. It will save you that and frustration guaranteed. It's that's pretty technical. It is a good idea in some cases, but most people just run Drive C and they're good to go. I think it's good that people are starting to understand partitions. This shows they've come a long way, Stevie. That's a good thing. But partition magic is probably one of my favorites. Been around many, many years. And the Linux community has several utilities you can download and use for free. They're not quite so user-friendly. They're not as polished. And there's a whole bunch of them. Just put in hard drive partition software. And just you're going to Google that and probably come up with hundreds. But that's really a good question that people sent in. Excellent.
Quick break. We'll have more Tech Talk coming up. By the way, if you want to visit with Doug, still time to do it on the City's One Plumbing Talk and Text Line, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is the number here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Another lightning quick hour here on Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joining us here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. And we have time to squeeze in one more call before we say goodbye. Let's bring in Joe from Victoria. Joe, you're on the air with Doug.
Hey, Doug. Great show.
I'm running a
MacBook Pro. And what's interesting is that I'll go online and place an order, and then it really doesn't matter where I place the order. And within minutes, I get some. It turns out to be some kind of spam email that, you know, would have the store that I purchased slightly misspelled. Obvious that it's not legit. Is there something going on with my MacBook that?
There is indeed.
Need
yeah, there is indeed. And I'm going
to
give you a website, and it has a little bit different back end. And by the way, this works for Apple Mac, Windows, and Linux. And it's privacy.sexy, P-R-I-V-A-C-Y dot X-E-X-Y. And it doesn't have anything to do with sex. I don't know why he got that domain thing, but he did. But this thing will give you an entire list. And I would suggest that if you don't understand what you're changing, run a Google search first and find out. It gives you all kinds of directions as to locking down your privacy and making sure that some of these things that are running in the background are not there. You're also going to want to check out Onyx, O-N-Y-X. And I think every Mac user should have that. It's open source software, so they live on donations. But that is a tremendous program. But take your time with it. And remember, if you don't know what you're doing, just remember what you did so you can undo it. Even if you got to take notes at what you changed or take a picture of your camera, whatever. But that privacy.sexy might just be one of the best resources on the planet for making sure your computer is exactly the way you want it. And you can get too carried away with this, too. So use some caution. And great call. Thank you for this. A lot of things come sneaking in browsers that people aren't aware of. And this is an issue that the browser people are doing everything they can to prevent. But if you're on a website and that website happens to be corrupted and it just kind of, well, you're part of that network now, it's good that you recognize that. And if you have trouble with that, give me a holler. I'd be more than happy to help you. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, we got a good text as well on the Cities One Plumbing Talk and text line. And I think it's worth throwing it out there. If you're concerned it's a scam, And you ask for a callback number, people on the other end of the line say, yeah, I tried that, and I called them back and almost got scammed. So don't even bother. Hang up the phone. Once again, if you're getting a call from anyone, it sounds like your bank, sounds like HP or whomever, look up the number through some other means. Reach out by some other means, you know, credit card company, etc. Don't ask the potential scammer for a phone number, and certainly don't call them back. I think the sooner you can get off the phone and get away from it, the better.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Good advice. Good advice, Steve.
By the way, we got to run. We're quickly running out of time. Doug, your phone number and email.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543, and of course, admin at wccotech.com, admin at wccotech.com, 651-552-9543. Happy New Year, Steve.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Doug. Always good to visit with you. The news and the weather coming up next. Another lightning quick hour here on Tech Talk. Doug Swindart joining us here on News Talk 830-WCCO. And we have time to squeeze in one more call before we say goodbye. Let's bring in Joe from Victoria. Joe, you're on the air with Doug.
Hey, Doug. Great show.
Thank you.
I'm running a MacBook Pro. And what's interesting is that I'll go online and place an order. And then it really doesn't matter where I place the order. And within minutes, I get some... It turns out to be some kind of spam email that, you know, would have the store that I purchased slightly misspelled. Obvious that it's not legit. Is there something going on with my MacBook that
there is indeed.
I need to fix?
Yeah, there is indeed. And I'm going to give you a website, and it has a little bit different back end. And by the way, this works for Apple Mac, Windows, and Linux. And it's privacy.sexy, P-R-I-V-A-C-Y dot X-E-X-Y. And that doesn't have anything to do with sex. I don't know why he got that domain thing, but he did. But this thing will give you an entire list. And I would suggest that if you don't understand what you're changing, run a Google search first and find out. It gives you all kinds of directions as to locking down your privacy and making sure that some of these things that are running in the background are not there. You're also going to want to check out Onyx, O-N-Y-X. And I think every Mac user should have that. It's open source software, so they live on donations. But that is a tremendous program. But take your time with it. And remember, if you don't know what you're doing, just remember what you did so you can undo it. Even if you got to take notes at what you changed or take a picture of your camera, whatever. But that privacy.sexy might just be one of the best resources on the planet for making sure your computer is exactly the way you want it. And you can get too carried away with this, too. So use some caution. And great call. Thank you for this. A lot of things come sneaking in browsers that people aren't aware of. And this is an issue that the browser people are doing everything they can to prevent. But if you're on a website and that website happens to be corrupted and it just kind of, well, you're part of that network now, it's good that you recognize that. And if you have trouble with that, give me a holler. I'd be more than happy to help you. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, we got a good text as well on the Cities One Plumbing Talk and text line, and I think it's worth throwing it out there. If you're concerned it's a scam and you ask for a callback number, people on the other end of the line say, yeah, I tried that, and I called them back and almost got scammed. So don't even bother. Hang up the phone. Once again, if you're getting a call from anyone, it sounds like your bank, sounds like HP or whomever, look up the number through some other means. Reach out by some other means, you know, credit card company, etc. Don't ask the potential scammer for a phone number, and certainly don't call them back. I think the sooner you can get off the phone and get away from it, the better.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Good advice. Good advice, Steve.
By the way, we got to run. We're quickly running out of time. Doug, your phone number and email.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin at WCCOtech.com. ADMIN at WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. Happy New Year, Steve.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Doug. Always good to visit with you. The news and the weather coming up next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.